hey, you guys just put out a white paper called Digital Lives of Hispanics, and can you give us a quick little insight on that, and then we can give them a link and they can go check it out themselves?
I think there has been a misconception that Latinos, you know, don't use digital media as much, but we do. We stay in touch with our families that way, home in the home countries, and now we're using it for our communication about our financial products. So there is a way to also target and capture the attention of ours, that segment of our population, because we are using social media and other digital media.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, I mean, it's everywhere, and the Hispanic market is so perfect for credit unions, and we were just talking about this before we started recording, and it's just, it's a perfect match, I think.
It is, and
you say you guys are busy, so that's a good thing.
Yes, we are the fastest growing, the youngest, and probably most underserved with financial services. So I think it's a great market for credit unions to approach and to serve, because they will have loyalty as a great characteristic of our community.
Yeah.
You know, once you have done your job and you have set the groundwork, people will come and they'll bring their families.
Yes.
So we can help you get there.
Word of mouth in that community is never more important and beneficial for any company in any industry. Man, if you do good, man, you are set.
You are correct.
You are right. It's a very loyal group. So, okay, tell me about, I'm going to really butcher the last
juntos
part of the
juntos avanzamos.
Thank you very much for saving me. I can do the juntos, but the other one,
okay.
I need to work on that one. So tell me, what is this all about?
It's a new designation that recognizes credit unions that have done best practices and outstanding work with the Hispanic and Latino membership and the community. And so in that way, they can be recognized in their community by not only having they go through an application process, and once they have been chosen as a place of the designation of Juntos Avanzamos, or Together We Advance, then they are able to also display the flag, to have a ceremony that makes it very public, and everybody knows that they are a preferred Latino financial service provider.
Okay,
so
cool.
It's very exciting. They've done the homework, and we've helped many of them, and we're very involved.
The light bulb just went on. Thank you for that. I like that a lot.
Yes.
That's so cool.
Through the Federation. So there's a lot of partnerships in this designation. So we're very excited that it's rolling out nationally. It started in the Southwest, and now it's going out nationally, and many people are getting curious and excited because they want to get to that kind of designation that lets everyone know, hey, we serve and we do a great job.
Yeah, exactly. So. Oh, I love it. I love it. What else is Cupero working on?
Well, we are growing.
You guys are very, like we said before, you're growing, you're very busy. There's a huge demand for what you guys do, so
yes,
well done.
In fact, I was a little late because someone came to us and said, we want to serve this market, and we need help on how to do that. And we know that many credit unions have the heart because of our philosophy, the philosophy of credit unions, of people helping people. But they want help and, you know, strategizing and doing a great job and being a best practices credit union. I think a lot of what's going on, it's the messaging to the Latino community on the credit union difference. So it's not only in mainstream, but also...
I was about to say.
So that's an important thing that we're also helping our clients do.
Getting that message out.
Okay. I think young people and youth, millennial, Latino millennials, who have a little bit of both. You know, they are very hip with technology, but they also have some of the very cultural, you know, traditions of the first generation. They may do Spanglish, but they also are faithful to whatever institution their parents used.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So targeting Latino millennials, the Ñ generation, as we call it sometimes, it's really important for a lot of credit unions throughout the country.
Indeed. I think it crosses all cultures that millennial generation is very, very important. Muy importante.
Muy importante. Muchas gracias, Miguel, por decir eso.
Hey, I'm trying. All right, wrap-up question here.
Yes.
2016 outlook for the Hispanic sector targeting credit unions, or credit unions targeting the Hispanic. What can we expect here? I mean, it's such a big market, and it's such a potential wonderful market for this industry.
I think the word of the day is growth. Mm-hmm. Growth, growth, growth. Growth for us mm-hmm. as a company, growth yeah. for the credit unions yeah. As they are serving this community, and growth for the community because they are finally being, have dignified financial services that allows them to pay for school, for mm-hmm. a car to get to work, mm-hmm. for a new business possibly. Mm-hmm. So I think that growth is the word of the moment.
Okay. Are they discovering credit unions? Have they already discovered credit unions? Do they need a little help? Just need a little push?
A little push. Okay. I think a little push is important. Yeah. And I mean, just like it is in mainstream.
Of course.
You know,
of
so
course.
I think it would be very important to keep messaging, you yep. know, talking about the credit union
keep
difference.
Keep it consistent.
Yeah, but I think growth is... It's the word for everyone involved, for the credit unions, for mm-hmm. Copera, and for Latinos.
Okay, great message to end on. Alba, thank you so much.
Good to meet
Wonderful.
You.
I love talking about this. I'm in San Diego, so Hispanic culture is near and dear to my heart. And
we'll go visit you in December.
Well,
how about
please,
that?
Please, come on out. Yes.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.